From the Daily Tripoligraph, hated pariah, urged to stand down. By our man in London, Tony Benghazi.
In a dramatic phone call to the Middle East's most hated man, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi urged Tony Blair to think very seriously about retiring. Gaddafi, who is believed to retain some influence over the increasingly deranged warmonger, spent over 2 minutes on the phone trying to persuade Mr. Blair that it was time to leave the stage gracefully. The colonel also warned Blair that he might have his overseas assets impounded. Encouraged by his wife, the grasping Sharia law, it is known that Blair has amassed a massive fortune both in cash and properties concealed in tax havens around the world. His book alone is said to have earned him millions of unsold copies, and in his own country, The Journey, his philosophical and theological ramblings, has long been treated as the ravings of a psychopath. Insiders say that Blair is unlikely to listen to advice from his Libyan friend. One former associate, Gordon Brown, said,
"He lives in a world of his own, convinced that only he can bring peace to the world. He fantasizes about his past triumphs and refuses to believe that he has anything to be ashamed about. As I know from bitter experience, he will cling on until the bitter end, guarded day and night by a fanatical pair of metropolitan police officers."